Upmilkers. Number left-hand pitcher, number 33, Scott Alexander.
Thank you.
You can probably tell I'm at a chance to update the player wages.
Oh, you're good.
I just got a 3-page note really right now.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand.
I'm going to really restructure them. I think Monday I've been trying to figure out the right formula. But
yeah. You notice mine, some of mine look the same, Mike. I stole some of your stuff.
Nice. I kind of thought.
Because I texted Alex like over the winter. I was like, hey, man, I was like, can you send me like your template? So
nice.
I'm trying to think of some of the things that are in here. Like this page, mm-hmm. coaches are the same. So, I mean,
yep.
similar concepts in here. So
yeah. Like I added this year where I'd put a screenshot of everybody's numbers.
Is that quicker?
And I just haven't been able to keep up with it yet.
You think that's quicker or to type them in?
I have found that quicker.
Okay.
Comparatively at least. But I think once my life normalizes outside of here.
Yeah.
Yep. Dedicate a little more time.
I've thought about taking photos, but then my only thing is like it'll take a bunch of room on your computer.
I create just a folder that says screenshots, and I just clear it out every now and then.
Oh,
so
okay.
that it's not going all over your desktop. Just have one folder and they all go in there.
Yeah.
Comes out all over.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a try sometime. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome to the mound, Elias. In keeping with the long and storied tradition of the Oak Pilkers, the first pitch will be to an 11-ounce target of Oakley Oakman. Good luck, Elias.
Luau Night is officially on hand in Stockton, and the Rawhide will have to limbo their way to a victory if they hope to avoid their third loss of the series. Third series loss of the season. Tonight, the Rawhide will look to return to the win column as we are set to begin the weekend. Coming up next is Game 4 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Joey Gonzalez with you. As we start your weekend, happy to have you alongside on this Friday night. Let's get you caught up on this series so far. And last night, a heartbreaker. After 3 hours of baseball and the second extra innings game of the season, Stockton found a way to pull off the win. Visalia led all night long heading into the ninth before Sam Nolten hit Casey Imushi to lead things off in the ninth inning. Two batters later, Nolten has the balk and it gives the Ports a tying run, sending the game to the top of the 10th inning. There, when that happened, Jackson Feldner, the ghost runner, gets pinch run for Cole Roberts. First batter in, Drew Jones, right through the right side of the infield, gets a single, and the Rawhide take a 3-2 lead. Heading to the bottom of the inning, however, the Rawhide just could not find a way to seal the deal in yesterday's ball game. They scored two runs, and it ended on a walk-off. Sam Nolten, his second balk of the ball game, a clutch RBI base hit from Ryan Lasko, who checked into the ball game, and Casey Imushi was at the plate once again. This time he wasn't the one that comes home to score. It was Lasko who was standing at third, and the final score of last night's ball game, 4-3. Stockton wins against Visalia. And with that last night, the Ports improved to 8-14 this season. Meanwhile, for the Hyde, they dropped to 10-13. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you tonight's starting pitchers, and we'll get you ready for tonight's ball game. Coming up next, it's Game 4 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports.
your attention to home plate as their silly rawhide manager, Keith Gardner. And Stockton Ports, also known as for one night only, the Mamba Oakdokers manager, Javier Vergar. And Shane Triangles with base umpire, Chad Lagana. And home plate umpire, Drew Pavali.
Time at your local Toyota dealer. When you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
The theme all series long so far has been the Rawhide finding a way to stay 4.5 games behind. 3-game losing streak or not, 4-game winning streak, it doesn't matter. Visalia has been 4.5 games behind for the last 6 straight games now. Behind the Stockton, behind the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And with that, let's dive into the California League standings. We'll start off first in the South, where Rancho is 14-8. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they are 10-13. They're 4.5 games behind the Rancho Quakes. In third, the Lake Elsinore Storm, they're 9-13. And luckily for Visalia during this mini losing skid, Lake Elsinore has been in the same exact boat. Lastly, in fourth, Inland Empire, they've been hot as of lately. They find themselves 7.5 games behind first place in the Cal South. Meanwhile, up north, Modesto, they continue to win games, and they win them in bunches, 17-5, and they will likely be the first team to reach 20 wins this Cal League season. And second, the Fresno Grizzlies, they've been a little cool as of lately, 3-7 in their last 10 games. They're now 4.5 games behind, when just last week, Modesto and Fresno were both tied atop the Cal North. In third, the San Jose Giants are 12-11, 5.5 games behind Modesto. And then lastly, Stockton, 9 games back, with a record of 8-14. So Stockton, Ports, Visalia, Rawhide, game 4 of the 6-game series. But let's talk about the schedule for tonight around the California League. Talked about in the first 4 games of this series around the California League. California League teams have struggled against their northern opponents besides Inland Empire. They're the only team that's had success. And as we speak right now, bottom of the second inning, 66ers lead 1-0 over the Fresno Grizzlies. San Jose and Lake Elsinore just getting started. They're currently in the top of the first inning with Braden Carpathios leading things out in San Jose. And then lastly, in Modesto, things are getting ready to get started over there. Nuts and Quakes, 2 teams atop of their respected division. Meanwhile, in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, some games already underway, including Everett Aqua Sox and Hillsboro Hops. Everett pulling off the win tonight, 8-5 winners against Hillsboro. Meanwhile, in Double-A, almost through, time to stretch. Out in Amarillo, Midland up 5-0. And then lastly, out in Triple-A, the Reno Aces and Las Vegas Aviators. They're getting ready to get started. And for the Major League Club, the Arizona Diamondbacks will play host to the San Diego Padres. Breaking news prior to today's game, Luis Arraez in contract talks to go to the San Diego Padres. Currently out with the Miami Marlins. Interested to see how that would affect the Padres organization. So that's all your scores around the Diamondbacks and around the California League. When we come back, we will have the starting pitchers, we'll have starting lineups, and we'll also have an interview with Jacob Steinmetz, who in his second longest outing of his career yesterday, where he went 5 1/3. Still lots to cover here in our pregame coverage. Rawhide Ports coming up next, game 4 of the 6-game series right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight, but you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back here to Rawhide Baseball on this Friday night. Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready to get things going between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Roman Angelo, the starting pitcher tonight here for Visalia, enters tonight with a record of 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA. The right-hander, the Bakersfield kid, spent his time playing at CSU Bakersfield and Fresno State. Angelo comes in 6'5", 220, the 23-year-old right-hander making his fifth start of the season. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump for the Stockton Ports, it's a rehab day. The Oakland A's sending left-handed pitcher Scott Alexander to pitch here for the Stockton Ports. Alexander, two innings the longest that he'll pitch. A nine-year veteran that spent time in Kansas City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, signed by Oakland on February 14th. A 3.29 career-long ERA, including his best year with a 1.04 in 2022. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will have a word with starting pitcher Jacob Steinmetz. 5 1/3 yesterday, 5 strikeouts. We'll talk and see what Steinmetz had to say after yesterday's ball game. And after the interview, first pitch right here from Banner Island Ballpark. It's game 4 of the 6-game series. Visalia Rawhide, Stockton Ports, right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hey, Rawhide fans, we're here with Thursday night starting pitcher Jacob Steinmetz. Jacob, 5 1/3, second longest career outing. I mean, what were you feeling out there?
Just pounding the zone, really. Making sure I was throwing strikes, trying to let my defense be involved, let them hit it, and I was able to attack.
What do you think of the defense so far? I mean, in the last 8 games, only 2 games with an error. I mean, the defense playing really good right now.
Yeah, they've been awesome. It definitely helps as a pitcher also, just knowing that you can trust the guys behind you.
A good start here to 2024. How are you feeling compared to last season?
Definitely feeling a lot better. Throwing a lot more strikes, which was my main focus this offseason. So hoping I can continue with that.
Tough loss tonight. I mean, although the loss, I mean, how are you feeling about your performance overall tonight?
I mean, obviously, I felt pretty good about my performance, but definitely hurts to lose no matter what. So hopefully we could pick it up in the next one.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Happy Friday, everybody. Joey Gonzalez with you here to begin your weekend. Visalia Rawhide, Stockton-Port, or should I say the Malmo Oat Milkers, making their fourth start of the season. The Malmo Oat Milkers, the 121st team in minor league baseball, a traveling team. They've already taken over the identity of the Sacramento River Cats, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the Inland Empire 66ers, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who are the first team to wear them. The Oat Milkers for tonight's ballgame. Oat Milkers in the front in the black and pink letters. The black sleeves along the side. The Malmo M on the left side. Black caps with the M in the front with the pink outline and the pink belt white pants. Meanwhile, for Visalia, the Rawhide sporting their road gray uniforms for the fourth straight game. Gray tops, Visalia across the front. Red numbers in the back of the Arizona Diamondbacks A on the right sleeve. Red piping along the sides with the black belt and black socks. Black helmet with the Rawhide V in the front. And Yancel Luis will get ready to dig in here for the Hide. And with that, we are about set to go here on this Friday night. First pitch on the way, right back up the middle. It should be fielded off of bounds, but instead it's going to sneak into the outfield. And Yancel Luis, a leadoff single to begin this ballgame. First pitch of the game is brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Luis, one of four different players that has batted at the cleanup spot this season. And with that, he gets the first hit of the ball game. And it's brought to you by Roser Brothers Milk Company. With Roser Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Pitch on the way to Christopher Torin. It misses outside for a ball. Nice crowd here at Banner Island Ballpark here on this Friday night. Largest crowd of the season. On a warm 80-degree afternoon, evening, as the lights are on here at Banner Island. Pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. And has a chance to get us into tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Yancel Luis will lead things off tonight for Visalia. Christopher Torin bat second. Ruben Santana will bat third. Junior Franco bat fourth at the cleanup spot. Kareen fouls it backwards for strike number two. The rest of the batting order. Adrian DeLeon will bat fifth. Drew Jones will return back to the sixth spot. Anderson Rojas will bat seventh. Cole Roberts eighth. And Jake Josefa will bat ninth. Scott Alexander on the mound for the Malmo Oat Milkers here tonight. The upcoming 1-2 pitch on the way. Kareen fouls it off of his own body. And the count will move to 1-2. Alexander on the mound. He'll be pitching to Carlos Franco, who's behind home plate for the first time this series for Stockton. Darlin Montero will be over at first. Casey Yamushi at second. 1-2 pitch. The left-hander looks over to the right. Yancel Luis, not a very big lead. Torin punches it to the right side for a base hit. Luis will round second. He'll hold up there. And the first two base runners of the inning have reached. And it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Similar to last night's ball game, Visalia, the first three batters of the ball game got a hit. It was Christopher Torin and Ruben Santana. And speaking of Santana, he'll be the third batter here of the inning. Two hits here for Visalia here in the top of the first. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. Gus's Auto Body Shop, the official sponsor of singles this season. 0-1, Ruben Santana. He grounds it to the right side. A chance to turn two. Fielded by Yamushi. Tossed to Naylor. Down to first. Not in time. Ruben Santana is able to out-throw the relay. And it will advance Yancel Luis over to third base.
Now batting left fielder number 18, Junior Franco.
There's a Christopher Torin out at second. And he'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate, making his first appearance in the batting order since Tuesday night. Pitch on the way. Franco wanted to go around, does he? He does not, says the base umpire Chad Lagana. Drew Buffelli behind home plate for the second time this series. Four left-handed bats here in lineup today. Junior Franco, Anderson Rojas, Jake Josefa. And then Yancel Luis, who bats switch. On the ground to the right side once again. Yamuchi underhand to second, down to first. Not in time. And the fielder's choice will end up scoring Yancel Luis. Ride wanted to get things going early tonight. Their first run came in the fourth yesterday. And in game one, it took them eight innings to score on Wednesday. A little bit earlier of scoring on Tuesday night where the Rawhide scored four. However, that was their only lead entering Thursday night's ballgame. So the RBI by Junior Franco makes it a 1-0 Rawhide lead. And the pitch to Adrian DeLeon goes in there for strike number one. Alexander's pitch on the way, fouled backwards for strike number two. Talked about Alexander, a nine-year veteran. He started off his major league career with the Kansas City Royals in 2015. He spent 3 years with the American League team before moving over to the LA Dodgers in 2018. Spent 4 years there before moving into San Francisco for 2 years from 2022 to 2023. He faced off against Adrian DeLeon for the first time today. 0-2 pitch is fouled backwards. Elected free agency after last fall. And the Oakland Athletics ended up picking him up on February 14th here in 2024. 7-3 career record. Started less than 10 games so far in his professional career. And time will be called. Pitch clock violation against Scott. Count moved to 1-2. Alexander 19-12 during his professional career. Appeared in 283 games. The most games he appeared in one season, 73, back in his first year with the LA Dodgers. DeLeon fouls it off to the left side. But the runner put in motion Junior Franco. As a result, he'll have to walk back over to first base. Most innings pitched was actually his 2017 season, 69 innings. And throughout all of his major league years, 201 strikeouts, 59 back in 2017. Pitch on the way, misses downstairs for a ball. 2-2. Talked about in our pregame coverage, Scott Alexander. We'll go one inning for sure, possibly two. But nothing longer than that here in his first outing in 2024. Coming 2-2 pitch on the way. A small lead by Junior Franco over at first. And that pitch, bottom of the strike zone. And Scott Alexander rings up Adrian DeLeon for the final out of the frame. However, the Rawhide do get a run up on the board. Two hits, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia 1, Stockton 0. We'll see Roman Angelo for the first time today when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go! Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
The popcorn. You get popcorn or candy here. Either way,
Rawhide jump out to an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Visalia scored their first runs of the ball game yesterday, and similar to the way yesterday's ball game went all game long, anticlimactic. Bases were loaded. A pop up on the middle infield in the fourth inning. Off the bat of Christopher Torin, their relief pitcher Micah Dallas was in the ball game, and the ball dropped right on the mound and scores two runs. After that, Visalia scored one more to the 10th inning thanks to an RBI base hit from Drew Jones. A little bit better of a start here on this Friday night. Rawhide looking to capture their first win of the series, tap the three-game losing streak, and capture their 11th win of the season. But the Stockton Ports 8-14 will step up for the first time today, and the pitch misses outside for ball number one. Ryan Lasko will lead things off here for Stockton. Luke Mann will bat second. Miles Naylor will bat third. Roman Angelo pitch from the windup on the way. Outside, ball two. Garland Montero bat five. Robert Poisson will bat six. Daniel LeBoy will bat seven. Carlos Franco, eight. In his first start of the series, grounded to the left side. Scooped up by Rojas, throw to first in time, out number one. 5-3 ground out here from Ryan Lasko to begin the inning. Casey Yamushi will be the final batter here for the Malmo Oat Milkers here on this Friday night. For the Rawhide, Roman Angelo is on the bump. Fifth start of the season. Fifth appearance of the season, should say. Adrian DeLeon will be making his second straight game behind home plate. Upcoming pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number one. Ruben Santana will move from third to first tonight. He got the first few games of the series over at third. And it gives Modifio Marte and Jackson Feltner the night off on a line. Leaping up to make the grab. What a play by Yancel Luis. Flashing the leather, flashing the vertical, and he denies the first base hit of the ball game. Out number one of the inning. So that'll bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. Rest of the infield, you just heard it there. Yancel Luis over at second base. Angelo's pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Christopher Torin will be over at shortstop. Anderson Rojas is at third. Junior Franco returns to left field. Drew Jones in center. Jake Yosefa in right. Miles Naylor to center. Drew Jones, he'll die, but he won't be able to make the play. Scoot down in front of him. Naylor's going to look to go to two. He'll slide feet first. And Miles Naylor takes advantage of a ball that Drew Jones couldn't grab. And a two-out base hit here for Naylor. So Malmo will get their first hit of the ball game. And it'll bring up Nate Nankill to the plate. Roman Angelo, the Rawhide strikeout leader. So far this season, he struck out 25 batters. A Rawhide team that's averaging over 10, 11, and a couple decimal places so far this season. One ball and no strikes, a two-way. Nate Nankill, the cleanup guy, at the plate. Miles Naylor's over at second base. The 1-0 delivery on the way, and it misses upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Game four of the six-game series. 2-0 pitch on the way. Lifted into left field, racing backwards to Junior Franco. He's going to look up, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run off the bat of Nate Nankill. Fourth home run of the season when batting cleanup. And just like that, the Malmo Oat Milkers, they lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. Nate Nankill led the team entering today with five hits. And Nankill goes yard. So for the series, he's had an extra base hit in every single game, including the second home run of the series that he bombed back in the third inning of Tuesday night's ball game. Now this one's hit into left. Torin loses it. It was too far over his head anyways, and Drew Jones is going to scoop it up in center. After two quick outs from Roman Angelo, three straight hits here from Stockton, it brings up the sixth batter of the inning, Robert Poisson, to the plate. And Christopher Torrain appears to be struggling with the sun right now. His bright orange glove right in front of his face. The slider inside for ball one. The sun has the same sort of effect that Valley Strong Ballpark does. Doreen's trying to play at the edge of the shadows to make sure he's protected from the sunlight. The whole infield is covered in shadows. Drew Jones looking at him out in center field. He's doing the same thing, glove in front of his head. With both of those two guys having the sunglasses on their bills. 1-1 pitch on the way to Poisson. And that one's fouled backwards for strike number two. The man in motion was Darlin Montero, trying to steal second base on a hit and run. Nate Nankill's second home run of the season gives the Ports a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first. Roman Angelo, get ready for the pitch. His deal is on the way. And that one's popped straight backwards and into the parking lot. There's another broken window for Vision Glass Works. For all your local auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glass Works at 559-747-2000. Angelo, one ball, two strikes, two away. Looking for his first strikeout of the day. And put an end to this inning. His 1-2 slider, swing and a miss. And the inning comes to a conclusion on a foul tip. But Nate Nankill leaves the yard. The first home run into left field of the series. Stockton 2, Rawhide 1. We head to the top of the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California. It's game four of the six-game series. Rawhide currently trailing ball game 2-1. Scott Alexander's ball game officially comes to a conclusion after one inning of work. He is the A's rehab pitcher and will likely pitch two games here in Stockton before
back up to the Oakland Coliseum here in likely the next week or two. Drew Jones gets ready to dig in. It would be Jones, Rojas, and Roberts, 6, 7, and 8. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the left side for strike one. Drew Jones sporting some new bright red Nike batting gloves here today. Find themselves behind the count 0-1, and he has a duck out of the way of that ball to where he has to take a seat on his back pockets. Alexander goes one inning of work, two hits. Slow roller to the left side. This could be a play that Jones can beat out. But the ball ends up rolling foul for strike two. Two hits, one earned run, one strikeout. Scott Alexander. So Drew Jones, one ball, two strikes. Corey Abbott is a new pitcher in the ballgame here for Stockton, the 6'4 right-hander, 225 from Monroe, North Carolina. Coming 1-2 pitch on the way here to Drew. Abbott will take his time before the pitch, and misses low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Visalia, the last time they lost a series to Stockton, it was June of 2022. That 2-2 pitch outside that summer was the only series that those two squads played against one another. It was a home series out at Valley Strong Ballpark, where Stockton ended up taking the series 4-2. Drew Jones ends up fighting back from one ball and two strikes, and he draws a leadoff walk. The first batter of the inning, and it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Rojas, in his last ball game, ended a 15-game on-base streak. Rojas batted out of the number two spot yesterday. He did reach base in the third. However, fielder's choice, errors, and hit by pitches don't count as reaching base safely. So his streak comes to an end after yesterday's ball game. 1-0 pitch on the way, is swing and a miss, and the count will move to 1-1. Longest on base streak of the season for Rawhide player. Christopher Torin wrote a pretty long one at one point as well, but it edges him out by one. Glance over the shoulder by Avent over to first. His pitch on the way, back up the middle, and Miles Naylor tried to keep his foot on the bag, and instead it sneaks past him, and Drew Jones will slide into third base. Naylor, what he tried to do was field the ball to where his back foot was on the bag and extended the glove to where all he had to do was step on second and have the toss to first, and instead he records no out. And there's runners on the corners here with Cole Roberts stepping up to the plate. Got that, the third Rawhide hit here of the ball game. Rojas gets back in the hit category. Roberts' pitch on the way. It's a slider that misses outside for ball number one. That 15-game on-base streak for Anderson Rojas, it ties the eighth longest this season, active and inactive. The 1-0 pitch is downstairs. The longest one so far, Jay Beshears. He currently rides a 20-game on-base streak. Shears with Lake Elsinore Storm, saw him 2 weeks ago, and he was a tough out any time he came up to the plate. 2-0 pitch, we'll have to hold off, pickoff attempt at first. Montero makes a grab, but no tag is applied. Shears, that streak started on opening night, April 5th, and we're 3 days shy of 30 days from then. Pitch on the way in the dirt, and Cole Roberts leaves the bat on his shoulder. The count will move to 3-0. So Corey Abbott comes into the ballgame, and he's at risk of allowing the first three batters that he faces to get on. Pitch on the way goes down the middle for strike number one. It'll be Jake Josefa who waits on deck here for Visalia. Yesterday for Stockton, we had a chance to see Steven Acheverria. Highly sought after player out of New Jersey. That pitch goes in there for strike two. A ballgame where he went 3 2/3, 5 hits, 2 errors. The New Jersey Gatorade Player of the Year, a 0.28 ERA during his senior season. Payoff pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side. Cole Roberts stays alive in the at-bat. Cole, he hit some balls hard. In his last outing on Tuesday night, Albert only went 1-for-4 in that ball game. He did pinch run last night, so he did get some playing time on a ball that he ended up scoring from second off of a Drew Jones RBI single. 3-2, runner in motion. Cole Roberts to third, and it'll be a base hit. Jones will jog in to score. Rojas will go to third, and the break sign will be held up there. Sliding into second base, and Cole Roberts, who was robbed of a double a few nights to go, he'll stretch it into one right here, and the Rawhide tie the ball game up at two apiece. Three straight hits here from the Rawhide to begin this second inning. Drew Jones, he could have walked home with how much time he had to score there. So now Jones and Luis have both scored. Anderson Rojas goes from first to third on a ball that was not hit very hard. Four Rawhide hits here in the first two innings. And Jake Josefa swings and misses for strike number one. Been in a collision, don't fuzz, call Gus. Give him a call today at 559-625-3636. Josefa's 0-1, fouled directly backwards for a strike. And the count will move to 0-2. Josefa 0-8 in the series, 0-3 in yesterday's ball game. He's played all four games as the starting right fielder. Josefa up the middle. First hit of the series, and it's an RBI base hit. Rojas will come in to score. Roberts will go to third, and the Rawhide, another run here. They take a 3-2 lead, their second of the night. And back to the top of the order will go Yancel Luis. So Visalia in their first few games of the series. On Tuesday night, 11 hits. Wednesday night, 6 hits. And then you go back to last night's bowl game, 8 hits. Visalia already has 5 here in just 2 innings of work. Yancel Luis will get ready to step up to the plate, but before that will happen, we'll have a little mound visit here as pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna makes his way out to the mound. Ozuna in his second season as pitching coach here for the Stockton Ports. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes it's all we need, somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Yancel Luis will take the pitch downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Robert stands at third, Jake Josefa at first. And the Rawhide, their most hits in an inning so far this season. 1-0 pitch on the way. Luis lifts that one to left, racing backwards, and that ball's off the leather. It's going to drop, and Cole Roberts is going to come home to score. Rawhide 4, Ports 2. From the start, Poisson had a terrible read on it. He raced backwards, looking over his right shoulder. Then he has to make a turn to his other side, and the ball lands in his mitt, but he's unable to hold on to the baseball. And it drops at the warning track just in front of the Bank of Stockton sign out in left field. And Yancel Luis now stands over at second base. We'll see if they count that one as a hit or an error. Incoming pitch on the way here to Christopher Torrine. And it's a slider for strike one. Rawhide lead this ball game 4-2. Here in the top of the second inning. Upcoming 1-0 pitch on the way to Torrine. And it's another slider that goes in there for a strike, 1-1. So they count it as a double for Yancel Luis. Hit number 6 of the ball game here for Visalia. Pitch of Torrine's outside for a ball, 2-1. Four hits here in the inning for Visalia. First 5 batters have reached. Pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Narrowly missed Josefa's ankle, and he's able to dodge out of the way of it. RBI base hit from Yancel Luis. Cole Roberts, the player that comes home to score. Coming 2-2, outside corner, and Torrine will take the bat back with him. And after 5 batters to begin the inning, Torrine is the first out of the inning. Now bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Third batter here of the inning. Santana last time out reached off of a fielder's choice. One away, he'll get ready for the pitch. Roman Angelo getting a long extended pause. Rawhide starting pitching. Could use some offensive support. Bats have not been there this series. 1-0 pitch on the way. And that pitch goes in there for a strike. Count moves to 1-1. Longest inning for the Rawhide this season, 9 batters. They've yet to have 10 step up in an inning. Could this be the first time this year? 1-1 pitch on the way. Slider, top of the zone, strike number 2. Ruben Santana currently running a 4-game hit streak. But prior to the streak that he's on right now, he found himself 5 straight games hitless. 10th-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, trying to get things going on the offensive side. His 1-2 outside, misses ball 2. Santana yesterday, 1-for-3. He had 2 walks and a strikeout. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He'll get ready for another pitch. Luis at second. Josefa over at third. This one's back up the middle. Imuchi will field it. His crossbody throw, and it gets past the first baseman, Montero. Josefa will come home to score. Luis as well. Santana dives headfirst into second base, and things are looking atrocious right now here for the Ports here in the top of the second inning. Well, Isalia, the balls just have not seemed to bounce their way. Things have just slipped away from them here in the first 3 games of the series. But the Rawhide threatening to crack this game wide open here in the top of the second inning. Visalia is 6-2 now. 8 combined runs. And now Junior Franco back up the plate with 1 away. And he lifts this one high into left field. Should stay in the yard at the edge of the warning track as left fielder Robert Poisson, who makes the grab for out number 2. Still waiting for the official ruling here. And it's going to be a throwing error by Casey Yamushi. So no RBI for Ruben Santana. It was a tough ball, taking it off the bounce. But the crossbody throw is just wide, unable to make the play. Another error that leads to a run on the same exact play here in this series. Second time that's been the case. 0-1 pitch on the way to De Leon. He takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike number 2. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Adrian DeLeon will call for time. A step out of the batter's box. 9th batter of the inning. Mentioned that's only happened 1 other time this season. Pitch clock will reset with DeLeon stepping back into the batter's box. The upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside for ball 1. 4th time this season that the Rawhide have gotten 9 batters up to the plate. Last time that happened, April 18th, when the Rawhide were down south at Lake Elsinore. 1-2, a 2-way. Pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded cleanly by LeBoy. Cross diamond throw is in time. And finally, the Malmo Oatmilkers get out of the inning, but not before the Rawhide tally 4 runs. 5 runs on 4 hits, an error, and a runner left on base. Wild stat line entering the bottom of the second inning, and the Rawhide all over the Ports right now. They lead 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Boys, what is going on down there on the field? Hey, I am glad you asked. I have a very special contract signing right here. I've got Boo Boo Jay, and hey, Jay,
By signing this contract, my man, you become an honorary member of the 121st team of minor league baseball, the Melba Oat Milkers. And for the remainder of the game, you sign this contract. You know, you get some amazing Melba swag, and you get bragging rights, my man. You ready? All right, let's make it official. All right, my man, congratulations. Splash has your jersey for you. Let's give a big hand for the newest member of the
edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Korea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark, where the Rawhide imposing their will in the top of the second inning. The Rawhide scoring 5 runs on 4 hits, including 2 extra base hits from Yancel Luis and Cole Roberts. Roman Angelo back on the mound here for Visalia. The pitch outside, ball 3-1. Okay, a pitch on the way from Roman Angelo. This is outside ball 4. So Yenny on the boy with the leadoff walk.
Everyone
in section 106 will be going home. And bring up Carlos Franco to the plate. Batting 143 so far this season. And let's talk a little bit more about Roman Angelo this year. His outing was last Friday night. Roman Angelo received his first win of the season. First professional win. 5-0. 4 hits were allowed. 5 strikeouts. 3 batters walked. Roman Angelo's 1-0 pitch on the way. Misses inside for a ball. 2-0. And he's had some good gems so far this season. Opening night. A ball game where we got to see both Caden Grice and Roman Angelo pitching the same ball game. What a treat that ball game was. 2-0 pitch on the way. Slider upstairs, ball 3. But in that ball game from Roman, 7 strikeouts. Then 1 week later, in game 1 of the doubleheader against San Jose, Roman Angelo struck out another 8 batters. 3-0 pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike number 1. Roman has struck out a minimum of 5 batters in every game that he's pitched this season. He's already got 1 strikeout here in this ball game. Minor lead over at first for LeBoy. Angelo gets ready to deal with the pots. 3-1, we'll have to hold off. Pickoff attempt at first. Diving back in safely is LeBoy. Ride will return back home this upcoming Tuesday for character counts day, 11 a.m. first pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike number 2. Ride the first of 2 home doubleheaders. The Rawhide will have one again in May, or excuse me, in June, with the first one in May. Payoff pitch on the way, popped up to the right side. It's a shallow one. We'll see who will call it off. It'll be the second baseman, Yancel Luis, underneath it for out number 1. So I bring up Casey Yamushi to the plate. And he was a part of all of the dramas last night. Yesterday's ball game in the 9th inning, Casey Yamushi was hit in the head by a fastball inside from Sam Knowlton. A ball that hit Yamushi so hard, that his helmet flew out of the infield circle. Went over to the Rawhide, halfway to the Rawhide dugout. Yamushi was all right. He ended up going over to first base. The rest of the sequence pretty interesting as well. Tries to punch it out in the right field, and instead he goes foul. Count will move to 0-2. So Yamushi gets hit by a pitch. Then a wild pitch that advances him over to second base. 0-1 pitch on the way here to the port second baseman, and he takes that one above the head for ball one. After the wild pitch from Nolden, advances to third on a sack bunt from yesterday's starting catcher Cole Kahn, and then a balk from Sam Nolden scores the tying run. Ninth inning comes along. Ryan Lasko is over at third. Yamushi's at the plate. A balk from Sam Nolden. Never gets fully set. And the Porch win. Second time this season that an opponent has had a walk-off win against Visalia. The only other time was earlier this season when the Rawhide were out at Lake Elsinore and Dylan Head had a walk-off single on the left. 1-2 pitch on the way. And fastball upstairs. Powerful ball, but unable to find the zone. Strike two. Or ball two, should say. Two balls and two strikes. One down. Mushi will get ready for the pitch. Slider from Roman Angelo. Wants the appeal. But the base umpire, Chad Laguna, is not going to give it to him. And the count will go full. Three balls and two strikes. Bottom of the second inning here in Stockton. Daniel LaBoy got the inning started. 3-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. Out of reach for Ruben Santana. That will advance LaBoy to second. We're going to hold up there. First hit of the inning. Fifth hit of the ball game here for Stockton. Back at the top of the order we go for Ryan Lasko. Roman Angelo will get back on the mound. Ryan Lasko, the game-tying RBI double in last night's ball game, his fourth double of the season. A double that ended up scoring Pedro Pineda. Pitch on the way. The Rawhide had a chance to win that ball game in both the ninth and the tenth. Obviously, you talk about the hit-by-pitch to begin the ninth inning. But in the 10th, Sam Nolden takes a ground ball right up the middle. 1-0 pitch on the way. Outside for a ball, 2-0. But Sam Nolden, the ball right at his ankles. He was able to field it. And the ghost runner, Nate Nankill, was in motion on any ball in play. So Nolden gets him out. This ball's fouled off to the right side. Then Darlin Montero gets out on a fielder's choice. There's two down. A chance to win it. Nick Schwartz walks. And then Ryan Lasko, the pinch hitter for Nelson Beltran with two away. The RBI double. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Cal moves to 2-2. Lasko eventually goes over to third. And then Sam Nolden never gets set. And Lasko can just tap dance on home. 2-2, fouled backwards. Count will remain the same. So, two outs. The Rawhide had a chance to close things out. Just never were able to. It's the first time this season that the Rawhide lost a ball game leading, entering the seventh and the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch on the way from Angelo. It's a slider outside, ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Prior to the pinch hit, Nelson Beltran was 0-3, featuring three strikeouts. So Javier Gooder decided to go to his bench to get the game-winning, game-tying base hit. Payoff pitch on the way. This is a flare shot in the center, but underneath it is Yancel Luis. He's able to back up in time to make the grab for round number two. Roman Angelo will look to work out of the two base runner inning here, with Luke Mann stepping up to the plate. Man, last time out, he lined over to second base on an acrobatic grab made by Yancel Luis. Man, one of two players that enters the series with five hits through his 12 at-bats. 2-for-5 in the series. Currently riding a three-game hitting streak. He's one of four players here for Stockton who finds himself on a three-game streak. A one pitch on the way, a nice slider for Roman Angelo, and the count will move to 0-2. Miles Naylor awaits on deck. His last at-bat resulted in a double. Angelo will look to get out of the inning right here. A glance at second, the pitch on the way. It's a fastball that misses high and outside for ball one. 1-2. In this series so far, Luke Manna, home run, a single, and two runs scored in yesterday's ballgame. 1-2 pitch on the way. Hits Mann in the back of the leg. And bases will now be loaded here for the Malmo Oat Milkers. So Miles Naylor will step up to the plate. And we are going to have our first mound visit for the Hyde in this ballgame. Making his way out to the mound will be the pitching coach, Tyler Mark. This mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli will make his way out to the mound to break up the mound visit. Stockton looking for their first series win since last July. July 4th through July 9th in a series where Stockton defeated the reigning California League champions Modesto Nuts 4-2. 2-2, Naylor will get ready for the pitch. He takes that one above the head for ball one, 1-0. The fans getting a little uneasy. It's already twice now in this inning. Two of their players have nearly gotten hit in the helmet. 1-0, 2-2, Roman Angelo's pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side for a strike, 1-1. Miles Naylor, the former Texas Tech commit, said ended up getting drafted by the Oakland Athletics and now the 8th-ranked prospect, according to MLB.com. Within the Athletics organization, at 1-1 pitch outside, ball 2-1. His two older brothers currently playing in the majors. Both of them well above 200 with their batting averages out with the Cleveland Guardians. 2-1 pitch on the way. Angelo's pitch is lifted to right field. It will stay in the yard. Yosefa comes in about 10 steps, and he's underneath it to make the grab, and the inning finally comes to a conclusion. Roman Angelo works out of a bases-loaded jam. One hit, no runs, no errors, three runners left on base. We're through two here at Banner Island Ballpark with the Rawhide lead over the Port 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4
and the Road Trip Ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Drew Jones will step up to the plate here for Visalia. We move to the top of the third inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Friday night. Happy to get the weekend started with you with some California League action. Largest attendance here of the series. Little League night, Luau night, Malmo Oat Milkers night. That's got to be the main reason why everybody's here tonight. Pitch on the way, goes in there for strike number one. Oat Milkers, their first game of the season was actually with one of the Diamondbacks affiliates, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Pitch on the way, goes inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Amarillo ended up winning that ball game. But so far, Malmo with a pretty good track record so far. They're 4-1 here in 2024. Drew Jones fouls that one backwards. The only loss so far was a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They were shut out 5-0 on a Wednesday night. Their most previous ball game was with the Inland Empire 66ers. Drew Jones fouls that one off to the right side. Inland Empire 3-1 winners against the Fresno Grizzlies, who have been ice cold over the past 10 games, really. Once again, Drew Jones fouls that one backwards, and the count will remain the same. Talking about the standings in the California League, Fresno 3-7, three-game losing streak. Fresno, Visalia, and Rancho all riding three-game losing skids. A pitch on the way inside for ball two. The only team that has been worse in the last 10 games in Fresno is Lake Elsinore. They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. However, the difference between Lake Elsinore and Fresno, the Grizzlies are three games above 500. Drew Jones watches that pitch miss outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Base is empty with Drew Jones being the first batter of the inning. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck. Payoff pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards. Drew Jones, five-game hitting streak. It's the longest active streak here for the Hyde. Ruben Santana is the only other player with a longer-than-three-game hit streak. Payoff pitch on the way. Drew Jones fouls that one directly backwards. Count will remain the same. It's a good night for baseball. I mentioned 80 degrees was the high today. Wind has picked up a little bit. It's cooled down a little bit as well. Jones over to shortstop. Naylor will charge in, and there was going to be no play over at first. Naylor had to come charging in. He was at the deep part of the shortstop position. And Drew Jones, he's got one of the fastest legs in the Rawhide squad, and he gets his first hit of the ball game. Now make it six straight games here for Drew Jones.
Anderson Rojas.
Start of the year, Drew Jones, question mark on the offensive side, but he has definitely changed things around here since really April 20th and onwards. Anderson Rojas will step up to the plate, 1-for-1 here in this ball game. Talked about the eighth longest hitting streak in the California League. The 1-0 pitch on the way, bunt shown by Rojas. He'll pull it backwards, but either way, it goes in there for a strike. Rojas 2-for-8 here in the series, 0-for-3 in yesterday's ball game. Coming 1-1 pitch on the way to Rojas. He lifts that one into left field. Wind is carrying it. It's going back to the wall, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. It bounces at the warning track. Drew Jones will go from first to third, and Anderson Rojas, the second hit base hit of the ball game. He's 2-for-2. Runners on second and third with no outs, and make it 8 hits here on the day for Visalia.
Disney here, number 13, Cole Roberts.
Scorebook starting to look like a coloring book right now here for Visalia. Batters 6-9 have all gone aboard. The only one that does not have a hit in six at-bats so far is Drew Jones. He walked back in the second inning. Cole Roberts at the plate. Last time up, he got a double. Pitch on the way. It's a slider that misses outside for ball one. One ball and 0 strikes. Talked to Cole on Wednesday afternoon during batting practice, and I said, well, you hit the ball well yesterday, talking about Tuesday night's ball game. 1-0 pitch on the way, bottom of the zone, ball two. He said, yeah, I mean, he's making solid contact. He's like, but the one I couldn't believe was my single out to left field. The dimensions here at Banner Island Ballpark, 300 to left field, 325 to right. However, the 300, a pretty wide angle. So if the ball bounces on a specific way, it'll bounce perfectly back to a left fielder if they play it right. And good thing for Stockton, their left fielders are familiar with the ballpark. Cole Roberts thought he had a stand-up double. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards, 2-2. And instead of getting there safely, he was out by probably about four steps. He was thrown out fairly well. And that's just the benefit to playing your home ballpark. You often hear that so many times around the majors about home defenders knowing their ballparks well, and that was an example of it. Cole Roberts, although he got the single, he was denied of his extra base hit. 2-2 pitch on the way. Slow roller to the left side. Jones will score. And once again, there's no play anywhere. Back-to-back. There are two slow rollers here in the inning. And a Rawhide have a three-hit inning. And that will likely be the end of the ball game here, as it looks like manager Javier Goodard is going to make his way out to the mound. Three-hit inning here for the Hyde. They've tallied on another run, and they're threatening to score more with Anderson Rojas standing over at third base. Up a pitching change here from Banner Island Ballpark, and the Rawhide are all over the Malmo O-Milkers. They lead 7-2 here in the top of the third inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bounce Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bounce Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bounce Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing.
TJ Sizz will be the new pitcher in the ballgame here for Malmo. And it's going to be a stolen bag for Cole Roberts. He was off as soon as Sizz was in motion. Third pitcher in the ballgame here for the Malmo O-Milkers. Two runners in scoring position here with still no outs. Jake Yosefa at the plate, who had a single, his first of the series, back in his last at-bat. TJ Sizz, he spelled it C-Y-Y-Z. Four-letter last name, pronounce it Sizz, S-I-Z-Z. Fourth stolen bag of the season for Cole Roberts. 2-0 pitch on the way, and Yosefa swings and a miss for strike number one. Yosefa has struggled with the strikeout this season, second most by a Rawhide player. The only other player in front of him, Drew Jones. Yosefa's pitch outside for ball three, 3-1. Yosefa was hitless in his last three ball games. His last hit came coming against Inland Empire on April 27th. A 3-1 pitch on the way from Sizz, swing and a miss for strike number two. Yosefa just two hits in his last 10 games. One hit against Inland Empire, one against Lake Elsinore. If you look at his last 11 now, he's got three hits in his last 11. Swing and a miss for Yosefa. He was ahead in the count, 3-1. But Sizz fights his way back, and he strikes it out for out number one. Pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, Bug. Yancel Luis will get ready to step back up to the plate here for Visalia. 15th time this season that Yancel Luis has bat leadoff. A curveball misses outside for ball one. And if you look at just his first at-bat, not any other inning, just inning number one where he's the leadoff batter, he's batting 400. 1-0 pitch on the way. Pitch on the way. A little low, but the umpire would give it to Sizz either way. And the count will move to 1-1. The series against Lake Elsinore. Yancel Luis, 3-for-6, batting 500. Coming 1-1, Luis will ground it off to the right side. Count will move to 1-2. Luis so far in this ball game, already a single and a double, an RBI and a run. And if you're a batter, I mean, just look at that stat line, I think you'd be content ending your ball game there. But he's still got another seven innings to work with. Luis swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts here from TJ. And they're two down, bringing up Christopher Torin to the plate. Batter number six here of the inning. Talked about it was a warm afternoon. 80 was the high. The weather has quickly dropped down to 67. Tonight, by the end of this ball game, we'll probably get as low as 61. Before tomorrow, it's going to be a chilly one here in Stockton. 0-1 pitch on the way here to Christopher Torin. And that pitch is another breaking ball inside for ball number one. One ball and one strike. Overnight, some rain is scheduled to hit in the Stockton area. 60% chance of rain by 11 a.m. However, the rain should move out by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But sunny skies, 56 will be the high tomorrow. 1-1 pitch on the way. Torin lifts this one high. Lots of foul territory here, and the ball looks like it was lost by third baseman Yeniel LaBoy. Doesn't matter either way, it ends up bouncing into the stands. The count is 1-2. Runners on base here for the Hyde. Anderson Rojas at third, Cole Roberts at second after the stolen base. As I talk about the weather, seeing a lot more fans starting to put on the hoodies here as the breeze has picked up a little bit more here as the evening has rolled on. 1-2 with two-way. The pitch on the way from Sizz, breaking ball to the left side. And a really exaggerated is not really the word that I'm looking for, but that's the way I'm going to describe it. Really exaggerated motion on his breaking ball. By the time he follows through, I mean, his hands all the way down at almost his ankles. His chest is almost fully bent over. Can really tell on the breaker compared to the fastball. Pitch on the way, outside corner, and TJ Sizz missed. He was already walking back to the dugout. He thought he had the strike three on the outside corner, but this is one of the toughest batters to strike out, Christopher Torin. He knows the strike zone so well, he's not going to get it. Two balls and two strikes. Visalia looking for their 10th hit of the ball game here in just the third inning. Sizz has struck out the last two batters that he faced. Ground ball to the left side, and Torin keeps his at bat alive. Torin will get ready to step back into the batter's box. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. The 2-2 on the way here to Torin. Fastball outside, swings and fouls it backwards. Rawhide, their most hits in a ball game, 16. That occurred on the opening Sunday of the season out at Inland Empire, where the Rawhide ended up going on to win 14-7. A long at-bat here. We'll see who it favors. Torin leads the team in RBIs, looking for another one right here. RBI number 16 and 17. The 2-2 inside corner, Christopher Torin is rung up for the second time today. Disagreeing with it, he has a word with home plate umpire Drew Buffelli, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide tally 1-on-3 hits, and we head to the bottom of the third inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. Rawhide 7, Malmo Old Milkers 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Stanley at rawhide.com.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen. When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen. When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Nate Nankill will lead things off here for the Stockton Ports as we move into the bottom of the third inning. Christopher Torin was rung up on an inside called strike three. He didn't walk off immediately. He wanted to have a couple words with home plate umpire Drew Buffelli. And once he finally stepped out of the batter's box to get his equipment for the bottom of the third, manager D. Gardner came out and had a word with Buffelli for a good amount of time. They stood behind home plate before Gardner appeared to be all right. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Nate Nankill struck out. Second strikeout of the ballgame here for Roman Angelo. And it's brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Nate Nankill, who had the two-run home run back in the first inning, is sat down. And now this ball is lifted into left center, racing backwards to Torin, and he dives. He's unable to make the play. It will drop into left field. It will only be a single and a super far run for Torin. He was almost able to make the grab, and now he's a little bit slow to get up. And Torin appears to be all right, and he was sitting down in a very shallow left. So that's how far of a run Torin made it. He's still walking back to the Rawhide, back to the infield. And looking to stomp out some maybe grass or some mud stuck in his cleats. So one out single from Darlin Montero, his second of the ball game, brings up Robert Poisson to the plate. And now he lifts this one up on the infield. Yancel Luis will call off Torin, and he'll be underneath it for out number two. Mentioned by Stanley of 14 runs is most the Rawhide have scored this season in a ball game. They're halfway there here in the third inning. Sunday ball game's a little bit different. However, you could argue that this is a bullpen game with Scott Alexander getting the start. and only going one inning of work. Two-out pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike one. Stockton this season, they've typically liked to go starter, short middle reliever, then a reliever that can get you distant and hopefully get you to the closer. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Count goes to 0-2. Prime example of that yesterday, Steven Acheverria, 3 2/3. Micah Dallas comes in to get one out. And then, unfortunately, Dallas had an upper body injury, so he leaves the ballgame. And then Frank De La Rosa goes 4 innings of work without allowing a run. 0-2 pitch on the way, outside for ball one. And then Mark Adamiak came in the ballgame in the ninth, just trying to keep it a one-run ball game. He did his job, and then Stockton tied it up, so he had another inning of work in the 10th. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Roman Angelo strikes out two batters in the inning, and he strands a runner over at first base. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base, and we're through three here at Banner Island Ballpark, and the Rawhide all over the Malmo Oatmilkers. 7-2, right at the top of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by ceiling at rawhide.com.
For the 2024 season. Inflatables include the bounce house and slide. So head on out to Wrightville behind the back porch to purchase your SJC department.
No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
When it comes to trucks,
welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Friday night. Happy weekend, everybody. 7-2, Rawhide hour out in front. So far, Visalia, 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Stockton, 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. TJ Sizz came in, and he struck out the first 3 batters that he faced. Prior to Sizz coming to the ballgame, there were just 2 combined strikeouts between Alexander Scott and relief pitcher Corey Abbott. 0-2 here for Ruben Santana. His pitch on the way. It's another breaker. And a big sweeping curveball sits down Ruben Santana for out number one. First time today Santana has been struck out. He's reached base twice in this ballgame. One on a fielder's choice and one on an error. Now Junior Franco steps up to the plate. 0-2 as well. A fly out to left and a fielder's choice back in the first. Pitch misses outside for ball one. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Junior Franco, the hero. Last week, a multi-home run ball game. He still leads the Rawhide in home runs this season. Pitch is fouled backwards for strike number one. The only other players with a home run this season is Christopher Torin and Drew Jones. For Franco, the other home run. Gonzalo Luis was the newest member of the 4-person home run club when he hit the ball out to right field in yesterday or in Tuesday night's ball game. 1-1 curveball misses outside for ball two. Since that two-home run ball game for Junior Franco, only one game without a hit in three games. Pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike two. Including a multi-hit game on the 28th and his last game against Inland Empire. That was Sunday's ball game. 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. TJ Sizz in danger of walking the first batter of the ballgame that he's faced. 3-2 with one down. Pitch from the oat milkers on the way. It's popped straight backwards. Should stay in play. The wind's going to blow it back in. A difficult play, but Carlos Franco's underneath it for out number two. Yeah, one thing that the Rawhide were working on in batting practice prior to yesterday's ball game was hitting coach Brad Marcelino was working on popping the balls up to his catchers in order that so they could adjust to the wind. All series long has been blown out in the outfield. Right now it's blown into left heavily. Pitch on the way from Sizz, swung on and missed, strike number one. The wind has blown the ball back in the field, and as a catcher, you're underneath it, and the ball just kind of blows behind you, and it ends up dropping the field. You kind of saw the bobble for Franco right there, but he's able to make the grab. Curveball inside for ball one, one ball and one strike. Ride still have a chance here to revive this series. Pitch on the way. And misses outside for a ball, 2-1. Rawhide looking to avoid dropping their third loss of series loss of the season. 2-1 pitch on the way, and this one's lifted into center. It's a drive into deep left center, back at the wall, and that ball is gone! See you later! Adrian DeLeon in his second game back from injury. Leads the yard, and the Rawhide tack on another one. It's now 8-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. TJ Sizz was one strike away from getting out of the inning, and instead Adrian DeLeon, fifth batter of the season, to join the home run club. 0-2 prior to that at bat. And the first pitch to Drew Jones on the way goes in there for strike number one. Had to delay the home run call. It was a nice effort from Ryan Lasko. He climbed the wall, and for a second it looked like he timed it well, but it ends up just dropping beyond the wall out in left center above one of the doors out there. And now Drew Jones is behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. Sizz looking to sit down Drew for the first time in this ball game. So far, Drew 1-for-1, and he grounds this one up the middle where it will be fielded by Miles Naylor. His throw to first in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. But Adrian DeLeon hits his first home run of the season. He goes yard, and then Rawhide tally on another run, and now lead 8-2, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at MycelialRawhide.com.
Take a fitness class like Zumba, Cycle, Aqua, and more.
What up, baseball fans? The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Leading off our in-and-out go-go for the game, catcher number 27, Carlos Franco.
We'll go back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Carlos Franco will lead things off here for the Malmo Oat Milkers. Franco, Casey, Yamushi, Ryan Lasco. Only one of those guys with the base hit. It's Yamushi's back in the second inning. Roman Angelo working into his fourth inning of work. Yesterday, Jacob Steinmetz with his second longest career outing. His only other longest outing was June 15th against Rancho, where he went six innings of work. Yesterday, he was dealing, gave up a double in the sixth, and then he ended up getting pulled by manager D. Gardner. 2-1 with no outs. Roman Angelo so far. Two strikeouts in the last inning, now up to four on the night. And it's 2-1 pitch, misses upstairs for ball three, 3-1. Not a whole lot of action going on in the Rawhide pen at the moment. Both Rawhide and Stockton's bullpens located out in left center field. 3-1 pitch lifted into outfield. Underneath it will be the left fielder, Junior Franco. He'll be able to make out number one.
Now batting for the Oat Milkers.
And any ball put into play here on this windy night, you have to hold your breath for a moment. That ball not nearly enough pop to get out, but the way the wind's blowing, you just never know. So now it brings up Casey Yamushi to the plate with one away. Roman Angelo looking for his first 3-up, 3-down inning of the ballgame. First pitch on the way, ripped to right. Yosefa will race backwards, and it'll be underneath it for the out. Two down now. For a moment, the first step for Yosefa was in, but he's able to retreat backwards in time to make the grab. Talking about the wind, 10 miles per hour blowing out of the southwest. So here at the ballpark, wind's blowing fully to the left. This one's popped up on the right side. Underneath it will be the second baseman, Yancel Luis. And just like that, Stockton has sat down in order for the first time today. Three up, three down off the arm of Roman Angelo. And we are through four here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Rawhide lead 8-2 over the Ports. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLA at rawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball.
Leading off third baseman number 35.
We're moving to the top of the fifth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. Game number 24 of the season. 131 games, and these 24 games have flown by so far. 0-1 pitch on the way. Curveball outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Rawhide, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Single A affiliate. And the Stockton Ports, the single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. 1-1 pitch on the outside. This is for ball number two. A lot of Oakland A's jerseys in the crowd. Could be with the distance we are to Oakland. It could also be with Scott Alexander getting the appearance here tonight. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Anderson and Rojas. Count is now 0-2. Time is called here by Rojas. Vicelli has struggled against Northern opponents here to begin the season. The Rawhide will face every Northern opponent once at home and once at the opponent ballpark. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. And Anderson Rojas sure. struck out with the first out of the inning.
$10 to St. Jude's Hospital.
Stockton will return to Valley Strong Ballpark the beginning of August, very end of July. Month of July where the Rawhide will play less than 10 games at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're talking about that record against Northern opponents. Visalia 1-7. Their lone win came on the Wednesday of the San Jose series. Meanwhile, against Southern opponents, Rawhide 9-6. You could also credit with that the Rawhide have played all nine of those wins against the Inland Empire. Slow roller to the left. Naylor will scoop it up. Throw to first is low, but it'll be scooped up by the first baseman, Montero, and is able to beat out Cole Roberts to first. Foul number two.
Now batting right
fielder
number three,
Jake
Josefa.
We'll bring up Jake Josefa to the plate. Rawhide this season being outscored 110-101, a negative 9 plus minus here through the first 23 games of the season. The seventh game that the Rawhide has spent in second place. Pitch on the way from Sis goes in there for strike number one. Rawhide six straight games at 4.5 games, whether that's been in third or second from the Rancho Quakes. Pitch on the way. Goes upstairs for ball one. The only other time that the Rawhide have been this landlocked was to begin the season when the Rawhide were in front for the first six games of the season out in first. Pitch on the way to Josefa. Misses upstairs for ball two and one. Rawhide have teeter-tottered from second and third, starting from April 11th here to May 2nd. 2-1 pitch here to Josefa. And it's a curveball that misses in the dirt for ball three, 3-1. Talked about the Oakland A's jerseys. Saw a Coco Crisp jersey about three rows behind home plate. 3-1 pitch on the way. And that one goes in there for strike number two. Josefa did not agree. Either way, the count will move to 3-2. Seen the yellow A's jerseys, the green ones, and all sorts of different Oakland A's specialty caps. Payoff pitch on the way. Another curveball outside corner, and Josefa is rung up. And TJ Sis now has come into the ballgame, and he's struck out three batters, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Halfway through here at Banner Island Ballpark, where the Rawhide had a big lead over the Stockton Ports 8-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VicelliaRawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom five we go here at Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch of the at-bat. This is low for ball number one. And Roman Angelo sneakily moving into the fifth inning of work. Not one of his most dominant games, but he's doing the job, getting what he needs to get done, moving into the fifth. Second time this season he's gone this longer than three innings of work. And strikeout on the inside corner. Says the home plate umpire. The count was 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Pitch all the way. Now it's a swing and a miss. That's a strikeout right there. So Luke Mann is retired for out number one. And it brings up Miles Naylor to the plate. Largest margin of victory this season for Vice Elliott, 6. They have a 6-run ball game with the way this series has gone. Stockton has been thorns all series long. Quit whining. Pitch is outside for ball one. One ball, no strike. One and oh. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Miles Naylor, 1-for-2 here in the ballgame. Still a pitch misses in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike with one down. Miles Naylor, a double back in the first inning and a fly out to right. Back in the second. He's gone the last two innings without a base hit, so Roman Angelo starting to show his control in this ballgame. Talked about earlier, older brothers Bo and Josh currently with the Cleveland Guardians in the majors. Pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball three. Big baseball family, however. Miles Naylor, the cousin of Denzel Clark, currently also in the A's organization. This one's popped up on the left side. Torin's throw to first is in time for out number two. Graham Nate Nankill to the plate. Denzel Clark, a former fourth-round pick in 2021. Clark currently spending time with the Midland Rockhounds. And speaking of the Midland Rockhounds, Amarillo Sod Poodles are currently playing them up in the Texas Panhandle. And with that, it allows us to go into their scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hillsborough and Everett already got their ball game completed earlier today. 0-1 pitch on the way. Misses low for ball one. Everett 8-5 winners against Hillsborough. The Hawks 11-14. Ricardo Yon suffers the loss. The former Rawhide pitcher. He was top 10 in the Cal League in strikeouts last year. Top 5, actually. But Yon drops his second loss of the season. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. And Roman Angelo with his second multi-strikeout inning here in the ballgame. And we are through five here at Banner Island Ballpark. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. And the Rawhide all over Stockton right now. They lead 8-2 entering the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Celia Rawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Anchor Fund raffle ends at the end of the seventh. So make sure if you're interested in participating in the jersey action, then you go to the main.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the top of the sixth inning here in Stockton. Visalia 10 hits compared to the Ports 5. And a ball game where Visalia leads 8-2. We're finishing up our middle innings here at Banner Island. Leading things off here for the Hyde will be Yancel Luis, Christopher Turin, and Ruben Santana.
Leading off second baseman number 10, Yancel Luis.
So Luis will lead things off. Coming pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss for Luis. We'll finish up the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Midland. Dominant 8-0 win. They were shut out yesterday by Amarillo, so they're turned to turn back the clock. Pitch on the way. Luis grounds it to the right side and foul. And lastly, in AAA, Reno in front of Las Vegas right now, 7-2 in the PCL. That's all your scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll go into the California League a little bit later on. Yancel Luis, no balls and two strikes. He'll get ready for the pitch. Delivery is fouled backwards, and the count will remain the same. Pitching change here for the Stockton Ports. Ryan Brown will make his second appearance of the series. He last pitched on Tuesday night. Brown's 0-2 on the way. Outside, ball one, one ball and two strikes. In that ball game, Brown received his third save of the season. Pitched two innings of work, one hit, three Ks. Yancel Luis calls the time, steps out. He'll step back in, and we're ready to go once again. Brown now the fourth arm used here tonight. And that pitch top of the strike zone, and the strikeouts continue to roll here for Stockton. So we'll bring up Christopher Turin to the plate. And the strikeout is brought to you by Rescon Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye bugs. Turin with one down. First pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike one. TJ Sizz goes three innings of work. Only allowed one run and struck out six batters. Coming 0-1 on the way. Pitch to Turin. Curveball that misses outside for a ball. Since Corey Avent was checked out of the ball game, seven strikeouts, only one hit from the Hyde. It was a solo home run from Adrian DeLeon and a sliding grab. What a play made by the right fielder, Nate Nankill. A ball that was dropping quickly. And Turin robbed of a base hit. Turin now 1-for-4 here in the ball game. on a nice sliding grab by the right fielder. And it'll now bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Santana struck out on his last at bat back in the fourth. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count will move to 0-1. Ruben Santana, talked about earlier, four-game hitting streak. Looking to keep that alive. Currently 0-3 here in the ballgame. Hitless in his last five games prior to the streak. Grounds it off to the left side for strike number two. However, for Ruben, his last multi-hit ball game, April 20th. A high-scoring affair out at Lake Elsinore. No balls, two strikes, two away. Santana digs in from the right side. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Brown. He looks to get out of the inning right here. Ryan's pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Fielded by the third baseman, LaBoy. His throw to first is in time. And the Rawhide go down in order for the second straight inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we are through 5.5 here in Stockton, California. Rawhide 8, Ports 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Sports fans, stay out for the conclusion of today's game for Splash for Cash for a chance to win tickets, merchandise, and even cash.
Luau night here at Banner Island Ballpark. Darlin Montero will lead things off. Robert Poisson and Yelniel LaBoy scheduled to bat here in the sixth inning. 5, 6, and 7 due up here for the Stockton Ports Visalia. 8-2 at the moment here on 10 hits, no errors. Pitch on the way from Roman Angelo, fouled backwards into the sixth inning for the first time here in his pro career. Longest outing, 5 innings at work. It was his last ball game against Inland Empire, and as a manager, would love to see Charter being able to get depth like this. Pitch from Roman. This is in the dirt for ball number one, 1-0. Roman, 5 innings of work, 5 Ks. 1-1 pitch on the way. Hit to the left side. It's a flare shot off the inside part of the bat. Drops into left field, where will be scooped up by Junior Franco out in left. Third hit of the ballgame here for Darlin Montero. Only player with a multi-hit ballgame. And it brings up Robert Poisson to the plate. Still not a whole lot of action going on in the Rawhide pen at the moment. Some light little short toss going on. But that's about it. Nothing too serious going on out there right now. Pitch on the outside corner goes in for strike number one. In the outing on the April 26th against the Inland Empire last Friday, Roman went 5 innings of work, 4 hits, 5 Ks, 3 walks. That's a slider that narrowly misses the head for the batter Poisson. 8 strikeouts, a career high for Roman Angelo. He got that in his second outing against San Jose in the doubleheader. Upcoming 1-1 on the way. And swing and a miss for strike number two. Roman knows how to go the distance in ball games. First career complete game, a 10 strikeout ball game. In a ball game where he gave up three hits and one walk against UNLV last spring, May 13th, 2023. Typical primary Sunday starter for the Fresno State Bulldogs. This one's grounded to the left side, where Rojas will watch that one miss foul. And the count stays the same. Roman entered tonight's ball game with a record of 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA. And really, the ride. Starting pitchers, they've looked good, especially the weekday starters. Roman Angelo, Caden Grice. They've had real good starts on the mound so far this season. Jacob Steinmetz has looked good here in his sophomore campaign. This one's hit into right field. Josefa will scoop it up. And now back-to-back hits here for Stockton to begin things here in the sixth inning.
Now batting third baseman, number one.
And I'll bring up Yeniel Lavoie to the plate. Both T-Mark and D. Gardner are at the edge of the walkway. And before Yeniel Lavoie will step up to the plate, T-Mark will make his way out to the mound, and we will have a mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Also, congratulations to the students at Redwood High School, the School of Engineering. They're the School of Engineering Academy, presented at the TKCCC Community Design Challenge. And the team ended up getting second place in a challenge where they brought together some of the renovations needed at Valley Strong Ballpark. A part of their presentation, they made a 3D model of some of the new things, including new clubhouse, new batting cages. So a big congratulations to the kids over at Redwood High School. And they've been coming out to Valley Strong really since, I believe it was late January, beginning of February. And they worked hard on the project. 0-1 pitch on the way. And it misses inside for ball one. 10 students were part of the project for Redwood. Redwood High School, less than a 10-minute walk at max from campus to the Rawhide home ballpark. So congratulations to them in their competition last week. 0-1 pitch on the way. Goes in there for strike number two. We also, a big thank you to Visalia Unified for all we've been able to do with the school district this season. 1-2 pitch on the way from Angelo. Misses upstairs for ball two. Working with the El Diamante Academies as well. With their digital innovation students. Helping out as interns with some of our broadcasts and our on-field games. Got off to the right side. And the count will remain 2-2. Camera operators, video board operators, helping out with tip around the ballpark. Could not do it without Visalia Unified. It's been a great partnership that's been introduced here in 2024. 2-2, no outs. Roman Angelo with runners on first and second is Darlin Montero at second. Robert Poisson over at first. Angelo looking for strikeout number six. But before that will happen, he'll step off the mound and look back over at second base. Stockton fans not liking him. I think some of them are arguing for a balk. Clearly, Angelo got off the mound. 2-2 pitch on the way from Roman. And this one's popped into left field. Underneath it will be Franco. He had a kind of leap maybe 6 inches off the ground. No, that's an exaggeration. 2 inches. He makes the grab. Out number one. They'll bring up Carlos Franco to the plate. 0-2 here in this ball game. Two flyouts here in this ball game. One to second and one to left. Franco making his first start of the series. Last ball game he played prior to this week, April 26th. A ball game where he was 1-4, and now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound. and we will have a pitching change. Roman Angelo goes 5 1/3, his new career long, and the Rawhide will go to the pen for the first time in this ball game. Visalia leads his ball game 8-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One down, runners on the corner. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Sheens has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Joey Gonzalez with you here in the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Rawhide go to the pen for the first time today. Pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 1-0, pitch on the way. Pinales misses upstairs for ball two. Roman Angelo's ball game comes to a conclusion after 5 1/3, 7 hits, 5 Ks, 1 walk. His longest professional outing, his previous long was 5. 2-0 on the way, inside, ball 3. And Pinales is in danger of loading the bases right here. New pitcher in the ballgame here for Visalia, number 19, Darlene Pinales. The 6'4 right-hander, 250 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Previously played in the Complex League with the Dodgers. Now as this is in the dirt for ball 4, and the bases will now be loaded.
Casey
Yamamushi will step up to the plate. All the troubles that he caused last night is the last player that you want to see right now if you're a Ride fan. One down here, bases loaded. Yamamushi's first pitch on the way goes inside for ball number 1, and we got a Let's Go Oat Milkers chant going here in the ballpark. Darlene Pinales 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA. It's his ninth game of the season. 15 strikeouts to 10 walks. 1-0 pitch on the way. Breaker in there for a strike. A ball game that's been all Visalia tonight. But Malmo threatening to get back into this ballgame. The 1-1 in the dirt for a ball. The count moves to 2-1. Now it's the sinker and the slider. Runner on third is Montero. Poisson at second. Carlos Franco over at first. A 2-1 on the way from Pinales. It's a breaker, and it goes in there for strike number 2. Goes with the slider on back-to-back pitches, finds the strike zone. Last outing for Darlene Pinales. We last saw him earlier this week against the Ports, where he went a third of an inning, and he allowed 4 runs and walked the batter. A big 2-2 pitch on the way. the pause, working from the stretch. The 2-2 outside ball three. No one to load a base runner here if you're Darlene Pinales. They've come a 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And a big strikeout from Pinales. Out number two here in the inning. Now, I'll bring up Ryan Alasco to the plate. Biggest strikeout of the ball game here for Rawhide pitching. It makes the sixth Rawhide strikeout here in the ball game. Alasco digs in from the right side. One swing in the back to make this a two-run ball game. Pitch to Alasco, outside corner, goes in there for strike number one. Yesterday, Lasko, his fourth double of the season, an RBI double that tied the ball game up at the bottom of the 10th inning. A one pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one, one ball and one strike. Lasko in 2022, he set the Rutgers Scarlet Knights single season doubles record. He hit 24 doubles in that season in the Big Ten. 0-2 pitch on the way here to the port center fielder, and that was lifted into right field. Going back towards the corner, and Josefa will watch that one bounce, and it lands in foul territory. Count will remain the same. A notable career for Lasko during his time at Rutgers. 2023 Rutgers Male Athletics Athlete of the Year. He was also named All Big Ten First Team several years, which was the first player in program history to accomplish that award. The upcoming 0-2 on the way here to the Stockton Port. Misses outside on a slider, ball one. 41st overall pick by the Oakland Athletics. It's the third highest draft pick in Scarlet Knight history. Upcoming 2-2 on the way to Lasko. And it's a fastball that misses upstairs for ball three. Players in front of him. Todd Frazier, the two-time All-Star and the 2015 Home Run Derby champion. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Bases are loaded. Rawhide lead 8-2. The payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on an outside pitch. It gets past De Leon, but Lasko's going to come home to score. And Lasko, he was swinging no matter what. A pitch way outside of the zone. It gets past De Leon. A swinging strike three scores a run. So everybody will advance 90 feet. That run will be counted against Roman Angelo and Robert Poisson, who's currently standing at third. He's also responsible for Roman Angelo. Two down, Luke Mann at the plate. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Mann in yesterday's ball game, a home run, a single, two runs, 5-for-12 in the series. The only other player with five hits in this series is Nate Nankill. Both of those guys entering today, 5-for-12. 0-1 pitch on the way, misses a little bit low, ball one. One and one with two away. The O-Milker slash Ports fans really engaged here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-3 is the score. Visalia looking for their first win of the series. The slider inside, ball two, 2-1. Sixth, now seventh batter of the inning. Mann so far in this ball game is 0-2, including a walk back in the second inning. 2-1 pitch on the way. Lifted into right field. It's going back to the wall, and you can forget about it. A grand slam for the Malmo Oat Milkers. Luke Mann back-to-back home runs the last two games. And just like that, the Oat Milkers are back within one. It's now 8-7. Slam by an opponent this season, and as soon as that ball left the bat. It was a no-doubter. Goes off the Cabana out in right field, lands on the roof. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to have a word with his relief pitcher. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes it's all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Roman Angelo, his longest outing of his professional career, it was a good one, 5 1/3, but now that grand slam, he's responsible for 4 earned runs. And his ERA, which entered today in the twos, has now dropped to a 3.60. And Miles Naylor steps up to the plate, another player who's got home run pop, hit a 3-run home run on Tuesday night. And now the fans fully engaged in a ball game where Visalia led 8-2. 0-1 with 2 away. So far in this ball game, Miles Naylor 1-for-3, including a double, and the slider outside will go for a ball. One ball, two strikes, two away. Pinales to get out of the inning right here. The pitch upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Miles Naylor at the plate with bases empty. Now it's another pause before the slider and it clips the top of the zone and the inning comes to a conclusion. An 8-batter inning entering the sixth. The Oat Milkers trailed 8-2. They tack on 5 runs and they now trail 8-7 entering the top of the seventh. Game 4 of the 6-game series. It's an exciting one. We'll step aside when we come back. Top of the 7th inning. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back here to Stockton, and all of a sudden, Visalia has got pressure on their back tail. 8-7 here in the top of the seventh inning. Junior Franco's 0-1 pitch on the way, popped up into left. Lots of foul territory, but there's not enough here on the left side, and it's popped up out of play. Count moves to 0-2. Rawhide, we're on cruise control. After the third inning, they led 8-2, and then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the fans started chanting, "Let's go, Oat Milkers!" They had enough to get the energy going, and they score 5 runs. Top 7 is Junior Franco at the plate. First pitch on the 0-2 is on the way. Misses a little bit low for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Junior Franco so far here in this ball game. He is 0-for-3. He does have an RBI on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit back up the middle. And Junior Franco with a laid-off single here in the seventh. That's Visalia's first hit since the fourth. A solo home run with two down from Adrian DeLeon. Speaking of the Rawhide catcher, he'll step up to the plate right now. Eleventh hit of the ball game here for Visalia. The Rawhide catcher will dig in. First pitch of the at-bat, a little bit low, called strike one. Rawhide offense from their catchers, it's been good so far here in the past couple weeks. Kenny Castillo, a four-double ball game last week against Inland Empire. And five doubles in the last six games for Kenny. And then now Adrian DeLeon comes back from injury. He's the first Rawhide catcher to hit a home run. He was 2-for-2 when he got injured out in Lake Elsinore. And now with one ball and one strike, the upcoming pitch on the way. DeLeon takes that slider in there for strike number two. Last Rawhide base hit is brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. One and two with no outs. DeLeon will call for time. He'll step out of the batter's box. Junior Franco, the base hit right up the middle into center field. And Rawhide looking to get back some runs after they allowed a five-run sixth. A 1-2 pitch on the way. DeLeon rips that one into left field. Not enough to get out of the yard, however. That one's caught by the left fielder, Robert Poisson, and that is the first out of the inning. Bring up Drew Jones to the plate. And Drew, I mean, he has been warming it up as of lately. Five-game hit streak. It's the longest active hitting streak for the Rawhide. And with one down, his first pitch on the way, he goes in there a little bit low for ball number one. Drew Jones has at least one hit in nine of his last 10 games. Jones to get ready for the 1-0. Another fastball grounded off to the left side, but nine of his last 10, and really a big change from his first eight games. And during that 10-game span, four extra base hits, eight RBIs, three of those doubles, one of them is a homer, and 22 total bags for the Rawhide center fielder. One ball and one strike with one away. Jones will get ready for the pitch. The deal. And Jones will watch that one go outside for a ball, 2-1. Nine strikeouts in his last 10 games for Drew. Prior to those 10 games, you look at his first eight games of the season, 21 strikeouts. So he's taking a different approach at the plate as of late. 2-1 up the middle. A chance to turn two. Naylor goes to second for one. Down to first. It's in time. And an inning-ending double play as we head to the seventh inning stretch. Rawhide 8, Port 7. Stretch time here in Stockton. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health.
Malmo Oatmilkers, maybe there's some magic in the uniforms. They've come back from down by 6 runs. They made it a 1-run ball game, and Nate Nankill stepped up to the plate. The only batter to not bat in this 6th inning. An 8-batter inning that featured a grand slam from Luke Mann, making it this 1-run deficit. 11 hits here for the Hyde, 8 for the Port. Nankill tried to hold back his swing. He's unable to do it, and the count moves to 1-1. Yesterday's ball game took us a little over 3 hours to complete. It was the 4th longest game of the season. 1-1 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Anderson Rojas will chase that one foul, and the count will move to 1-2. It was the first 3-hour-long ball game since the longest game of the season that took 3 hours and 13 minutes, the 10th game of the season against the Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-2 fouled off. The other 3-hour-long game the night before at Lake Elsinore, 3 hours and 6 minutes. A big change from the previous night, a ball game where Vitalia lost 3-1. It was the shortest game of the season, 2 hours and 11 minutes. 1-2, a pitch swung on and missed, and Darlene Finales now has back-to-back strikeouts and 1 away here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Time to check in on these scores around the California League. We already went through the scores for the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. With the Rawhide up, trying to close out this win. The loss for both Rancho and Lake Elsinore would be ideal. But without further ado, let's dive into it. That pitch a little bit low for ball number one. Lake Elsinore and San Jose gridlocked in the bottom of the 9th inning. A game that will likely go into extras with 1 down and bases empty. Pitchman's upstairs for a ball, 1-1. And meanwhile, in Modesto, 10-2, top of the 7th inning. And Rancho threatening to add on a few more bases loaded. Pitchman's inside for ball two, 2-1 with 1 away. And then lastly, out in Inland Empire, the 66ers, 3-2 winners against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Rawhide win and the Quakes win. Once again, they would be 4.5 games back. 2-1 pitch, it's a slider inside, ball 3-1. It would be the 7th straight game where the Rawhide would be 4.5 games behind first. 3-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss for Montero. Count moves to 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The payoff pitch on the way. Misses outside, ball 4. Tying run is at first. Go-ahead run. It steps up to the plate in the form of Robert Quassan. That's now four times today that Darlin Montero has reached. Quassan, 1-4-3. With one down. Double play would get the Rawhide out of this inning. And that pitch outside corner, and it goes in there for strike number one. Old Milkers chant going around Banner Island Ballpark once again. 0-1 pitch on the way. Inside, he does go around. Strike number two. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli says the ball is fouled, tipped into the glove. So that will be the count. 0-2 with one away. Darlene Pinales already in this ballgame. Four strikeouts. This would be strikeout number 10 from Rawhide pitching. And instead, it goes up the middle. Who will call it off? It will be Rojas. His throw to first is in time. A bit of confusion at first with Santana charging in. Corrin was charging as well. He's the one that ends up kind of letting off. And it'll bring up Yeniel Lavoie to the plate. Tying run is in scoring position. So far tonight, Stockton 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position, but this matchup is not going to happen. It's going to be manager D. Gardner coming out to the mound and would likely expect a left-on-left matchup. We will see when we come back. Darlene Pinales' night comes to a conclusion. We'll have the pitching change when we come back. Rawhide 8, Old Milker 7. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Stanley at rawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Yeniel Lavoie will step up to the plate with two down against Hayden Dirk. First pitch goes in there for strike number one. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Fourth pitcher used by manager D. Gardner here tonight. And back-to-back pitches go in there for strike number two. And it's Hayden Dirk pitching in his first game as a 22-year-old, number 22. The right-hander, 6'1", 206. Birthday was on Wednesday. He pitched on Tuesday night. Has not pitched in the last two games. Upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way here to Hayden Dirk. It's a slider, bounced up the middle, charging in is Torin. He'll take it off two bounces. The throw to first is a bit wide, but Ruben Santana is able to keep his foot on the bag, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Hayden Dirk faces one batter, and he's able to get out of the seventh inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base, and we head to the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide 8, Port 7. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Celia Rawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and Dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back here to Stockton. Last two innings here with the Rawhide up 8-7. Yesterday, the Rawhide lost their first game when leading after both the seventh and the eighth inning, looking to avoid not only dropping their second, but falling to a two-game losing streak whenever that has been the case. Rawhide looking for their first win in the month of May, currently 0-2, finished April 10 and 11 after capturing their 10th win a day before the end of the month. Pitch on the way, grounded to short. Miles Naylor scoops it up and took an odd bounce right before getting to his glove. But the shortstop's able to field it cleanly and get the throw to first in time. Drew Jones, the ending 6-4-3 double play. And now Cole Roberts will step up to the plate after three straight retirements here from Ports pitching. Remaining on the mound, number 46, Ryan Brown. Pitch on the way to Roberts. Down the middle, strike number one. Oh, 0-1 pitch on the way to Cole. Swing and a miss for strike number two. Going to one down, one hit for the Heights since the fourth inning. That hit in the fourth was an Adrian DeLeon solo home run. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way to Roberts, swung and fouled backwards. Ryan Brown this season 0-1 with a 3.48 ERA. Seventh game of the season. Mentioned we saw him last on Tuesday. 0-2 pitch, misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes. And that ball game on Tuesday night, two innings of work, struck out three batters. And here in his second inning of work, still looking for his first punch out. That ball bounced in. And the count will move to two balls and two strikes. 4th pitcher used here in the ballgame for the Stockton Port / Malmo Oat Milkers. TJ Siz came in and he struck out six batters through three innings of work. Strikeout number 10 is looming here for Ryan Brown by Port pitching. 2-2 on the way. A slider misses outside for ball three. And along with Christopher Taurean, Cole Roberts has been another player that's done a really good job in making long at-bats. Not going down easily, forcing these pitchers to work their magic against him. 3-2 pitch on the way. Up the middle. One bounce fielded by Yamushi. Throw to first is in time. So two down now, and it'll bring up Jake Josefa to the plate, who had his first hit of the series back in the second inning. Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead over Stockton 8-7. Josefa, his last two at bats, he struck out, one swinging and one looking. A two out pitch on the way, a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Josefa batting 106 with three RBIs and OPS as low as 335. 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss once again on the outside corner. Strike number two. Josefa gets retired here. Top of the ninth would feature the top of the Rawhide order. Batters 1-3. Time called by Josefa. He'll step out of the batter's box. Josefa will get ready to step back in once again. Ryan Brown looking to get out of this inning scoreless through 2 2/3. 0-2 pitch on the way, way outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch on the way to Jake Josefa. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Josefa struck out. And the Rawhide go down in order once again here in the bottom of the eighth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight we go here in Stockton. Hyde 8, Oat Milkers 7. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at mycelia.rawhide.com.
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back here to Banner Island Ballpark. Hayden Dirk is back on the mound. His first pitch is bounced in there for ball number one. One ball and one strike here to Carlos Franco. 8-9-1 due up Franco, Yamushi, Ryan Lasco. Hyde lead this ball game by 1-8-7, and that pitch nearly clipped him. He's able to get out of the way for a ball. Count moves to 2-1. And Dirk asks for a new baseball. Rawhide through the first four innings, 10 hits out of their 11. And now Franco rips this one in the left for his first base hit of the ballgame and of the series. And a tying run is over at first here to begin the eighth. Casey Yamamushi will step up to the plate, batting 235. Not a bad batter to have, handing off the order back to the top. 235, no home runs, three RBIs. Bunt shown, it's a good one. Charging in as Rojas, his throw to first is low, but a nice pick by the first baseman, Ruben Santana. Stack bunt advances the runner into scoring position. They'll now bring up Ryan Alasco to the plate. The former Scarlet Knight, several first team Big Ten players. One down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. Slider misses outside for ball one. And I mentioned the Rawhide, 10 of their 11 hits. Coming the first four innings, the Rawhide have been held scoreless and one run since that fourth frame. And if it's anything like last night, you hope that the Rawhide don't need one more run because the offense has been absolutely silent since then. One and one with one away. 0 for 4 here for Ryan Lasko, and he takes that pitch inside for ball number 2. Luke Mann awaits on deck. Last time we saw him was in the 6th inning where he had the grand slam. 2-1 pitch. A glance at 2nd. Double check. Swing and a miss. Strike number 2. One away, swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. De Leon will apply the tag. Ryan Lasko, back-to-back K's. He's now 0-for-5 in the bowl game, and here comes Luke Mann to the plate. Man will get ready to dig in. The DH for tonight's ball game. First three games of the series, he was the starting third baseman. And Nelson Beltran will check into the ball game to pinch run over at second for Carlos Franco. And before that will happen, we'll have a mound visit here with pitching coach Tyler Mark. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good help, good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So with two down, Nelson Beltran is now over at second. Luke Mann, a three-game hit streak was extended to 4 straight off of a grand slam off the cabana out in right center field. A large lead by Beltran, nearly a quarter off the second base bag for his lead. 1-0 with 2 away. O'Milkers looking to tie it up here in the eighth. They're down to their final 4 outs. De Leon with a good block, he keeps it in front of himself, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2 away. Pitcher on the mound is Luke Mann. That pitch is inside for ball 3. Three balls, no strikes, 2 down. Luke Mann will call for time. seems to be more Adrian DeLeon, but before the pitch happened, looked back at the home plate umpire, Drew Buffelli. 3-0 pitch on the way from Dirk. It's inside, ball four. And a two-out walk will bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. Second walk of the ball game for Luke Mann. And here comes Miles Naylor, currently riding a four-game hit streak thanks to his double back in the first inning. A first inning where Stockton scored two runs on three hits. Stranded one runner on base. That's going to pitch on the way to Naylor. Elevated fastball swung on and missed. Oh, and one with two away. The pitch is a slider outside for a ball. Dirk, the four seam, the slider, and the curveball. Now at 1-1, he has the open bag over at third base. Dirk's long pause, the glance at second before the deal. It's popped directly backwards, and the count will move to 1-2. Last three at-bats for Miles Naylor. A fly out to right, a ground ball to Torin, and a strikeout swinging against Roman Angelo. 1-2 on the way. Swing, does he go around? He does. DeLeon applies the tag, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. Final frame we go with the Rawhide lead over the Ports 8-7. Go to Rawhide Baseball by sailing at rawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
We are second and it's Cal Louise.
Top of the ninth we go. Here in Stockton, Rawhide 8, Malmo Oatmilkers 7. A combined 20 hits here in this ball game, and Yancel Luis, first pitch he sees, he fouls it off to the right side. Vitalia, one hit over their last four innings. And it's been a combination of their newest relief pitchers, Ryan Brown and TJ Siz. A one on the way, half swing. Luis goes around, strike two. Yancel started this ball game 2-for-2, including two runs, an extra base hit, and an RBI. Since then, back-to-back strikeouts. No balls and two strikes. The upcoming pitch on the way here from Ryan Brown. Swing and a miss for Luis. His third strikeout of the ball game, and there's one down here in the top of the ninth. And it will bring up Christopher Torin to the plate.
Christopher
Green, 1-for-4 in the ball game, including 2 strikeouts looking. Oh, the first pitch on the way goes in there for strike one. So much so that they called strike 3, force manager D. Garner to come out and have a word with the home plate umpire. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Brown's paws working from the windup. Sliders outside, ball 1-1. On deck, Ruben Santana, Junior Franco awaits in the hole. Rawhide trying to tack on a little bit of insurance right here. 1-1 pitch on the way. It's a slider that misses inside for ball 2-1. That's kind of the same feel last night's ball game where the Rawhide just feels like the fingers are slipping off at the edge of the wet swimming pool. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Green fouls that one off to the right side. It will end up going into the top of the netting for strike 2. Two balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. A pitch on the way. Inside, ball 3. Taurine has the limbo out of the way of that pitch. His ball game has the same feel of the April 18th loss against Lake Elsinore, where the Rawhide led all ball game long, and then Lake Elsinore's Dylan Head walked off in the ninth. 3-2 pitch on the way. The payoff, check swing, fouled backwards. The two games that it's reminding me of are two games where the opponent walked it off. Hopefully the Rawhide can change that occurrence here tonight. So far this season in 1-run ball games, the Rawhide are 3-5. Upcoming 3-2 pitch on the way. The deal to Taurine. And once again, he fouls it directly backwards. Count will stay the same. Vision Glassworks foul ball. Give Justin a call today at 559-747-2000. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat to Christopher Taurine. Who will win the battle? Will it be Brown? Will it be Taurine? The 3-2 check swing, and it sounds like he snapped his bat on kind of a defensive swing there. That will splinter. It'll force Taurine to grab a new piece of lumber from the lumber yard on the left side. 3-2-1. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat. The last 2 pitches have been in the upright corner. Payoff pitch on the way from Brown. Curveball struck him out. Taurine knew it as well. He's struck out looking for the 3rd time today. And to bring up Ruben Santana to the plate with 2 downs. Now 13th strikeout here from Ports pitching, and Ryan Brown won't face his final batter. It will be the manager, Javier Goodard, making his way out to the mound, and Brown's ball game comes to a conclusion. We'll see the 5th arm of the ball game here for the Malmo Oat Milkers, where the Hyde are on top of the Oat Milkers, 8-7 here in the top of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLAAwrawhide.com.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per...
First pitch on the way is fouled backwards into the mitt for Carlos Franco. And the count will move to 0-1. Ryan Brown's ball game conclude 3 2/3. His longest pitcher in this ball game, where he struck out four batters, only allowed one hit. Eduardo Rivera is the new pitcher in the ball game here for Malmo. This one's popped into right field, and it is diving, and it's going to be unable to be hauled in by Yamushi. Another broken bat here for Visalia. A ball where the barrel ended up going nearly to shortstop. And all that's left for the bat boy to pick up is a little pencil. So now bring up Junior Franco to the plate. So far in this ball game, Junior is 1-4-4. The two-out pitch on the way. Rivera glances at first before his pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. Are the Rawhide going to keep Hayden Dirk in? Likely not. He's already pitched two innings of work. Maybe Jordan Chalas comes in. He used Landon Sims and Sam Nolten last night. 1-0 pitch on the way outside for a ball. Another opportunity, maybe Edgar Isaya for Visalia. Alexis Libano, we haven't seen him as well this series. Recently transactioned before the Rawhide traveled up north to Stockton on Tuesday. 2-0 pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Franco couldn't believe it. He quickly spin out of the batter's box and calls for time. Two and one with two away. Pitch on the way to Franco, outside corner, strike two. Franco just stands in disbelief in that batter's box. Two and two with two down. The runner on first is Ruben Santana. Eduardo Rivera looking to come in and strike out the first batter he sees. And Junior Franco strikes out to end the inning. Bottom of the ninth we go. Last chance for the Malmo Oatmilkers, trailing 8-7. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the ninth here in Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Cahuilla Health, tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back here to Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the ninth we go. Nate Nankill to lead things off. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the right side. Nankill, Montero, Poisson, middle of the order, 4-5 and 6 against the new Rawhide pitcher, Edgar Isaya. 0-1 with the bases empty. Slider sent into right center field. Racing backwards is Josefa. He's underneath it for out number one. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. This season, Edgar Isaya, it's his eighth appearance of the season. He's 2-1 with a 9.0 ERA. He's pitched six innings of work and 11 walks compared to his 10 strikeouts. First pitch on the way, goes in there for strike number one. Isaya 0-1 in save opportunities. That was on April 27th against Inland Empire when he couldn't close out the save. The one-out pitch on the way, outside corner. Ball number one. Last time we saw Isaya was on Tuesday night in a ball game where he went two-thirds and he struck out a batter and walked one. Did not allow a run in that ball game. Pitch on the outside, ball two. Montero gets on, it would be the tying runner over at first. 2-1 with one away. And his pitch is fouled off to the left side, strike number two. Looking for strikeout number 11 of the season for Isaya. Looking for strikeout number 12 of the ball game here for the high. 2-2 pitch on the way, inside, swing and a miss. A big strikeout there for Darlin Montero, and the Ports are down to their final out with two away. Big strikeout there, and here is Robert Poisson at the plate. 1-4 in this ball game, and including a single back in the sixth. A pitch from Isaya, outside corner, ball number one. And the Rawhides, eight runs in the first four innings, enough to carry them to victory tonight. 1-0 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Torin backhands the throw to first, in time. And the Rawhide pull off the win. They snap the three-game losing streak, and they prove to 11-13 this season, and the Ports drop to 8-15. Rawhide winners on this Friday night. Final score 8-7. Rawhide 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 7 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers and wrap this thing up. Rawhide are winners on this opening game of the weekend. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLA at rawhide.com.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The 121st team in minor league baseball. They suffer their second loss of the season. They're now 4-2 in their journey across the 120 minor league ballparks this summer. And in this ballgame tonight, Visalia 8-7 winners against the Stockton Ports. Visalia 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, it's 7 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. Visalia now only 1 game with an error over their last 12 games. So Visalia finding ways to play errorless baseball, and tonight the offense comes together. Let's go through this ballgame. First inning, a leadoff base hit from Yancel Luis. Then the second batter of the ball game, Christopher Torin, he gets a single, and then a fielder choice from Junior Franco on the fourth batter of the inning gets the Rawhide their first run against Scott Alexander, the Oakland A's relief pitcher, making his first appearance of 2024. Heading into the bottom of the first inning, we got to see Roman Angelo for the fifth time this season. And just four batters in, Nate Nankill goes yard, one of two home runs in this ballgame. From Stockton batting, Nate Nankill, a two-run RBI home run, and makes it a 2-1 ball game. Darlin Montero steps up. He gets a single, but he ends up getting stranded over at first base. Second inning, that's when the Rawhide really tacked it on for against the Stockton Ports. A nine-batter inning that started off with a Drew Jones walk, then four straight base hits. Anderson Rojas, Cole Roberts, Jake Josefa, Yancel Luis, of those four batters, two of them were doubles, one from Cole Roberts and one from Yancel Luis. An E4 also in there, but Visalia, five runs on four hits, one error, one runner left on base. And at that point, Visalia is up 6-2, entering the bottom of the second inning. No action happening there. Visalia, over the next two innings, they add on two more runs. They're up 8-2, entering the bottom of the fourth inning, and you think, well, the Rawhide, they have this game in the bag, kind of on cruise control. But Visalia, after the fourth inning, they only had two more hits for the rest of the ball game, and in the bottom of the sixth inning, that's when the Malmo Oatmilkers got to work. First two batters against Roman Angelo get a base hit, then Angelo gets a fly out to left field, and he gets subbed out of the ball game for Darlene Pinales. Pinales' first batter he faces, it's a walk. Casey Yamamushi strikes out. Then with the bases loaded, a swinging strikeout for Ryan Lasko hits the backstop, and he reaches. One batter later, Luke Mann, a grand slam out to the cabana out in right field off of the roof. And just like that, the Oatmilkers are back within one run. And the Rawhide, they've had two heartbreaking losses this season, including one last night. Was tonight going to be one of those? It was not. The Rawhide, no runs in both the eighth or the ninth, but the ninth inning comes in. And the relief pitcher, Edgar Isay, comes in. He faces three batters, and he sits down the side in order, and that's the end of the ballgame. Rawhide, 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Port, 7 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. And in tonight's ballgame, Roman Angelo receives the win on 5 and a third inning of work. 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 5 strikeouts compared to the 1 walk. Roman Angelo is now 2-1 in his professional career. Corey Abbott, with the loss, he falls to 2-2 through one inning of work. He gave up 7 hits, 6 runs during that long Rawhide inning where the Hides score 5 runs in inning number 2, and the Rawhide end the 3-game losing streak. They are 8-7 winners. They improved to 11-13. Meanwhile, for Stockton, they are 8-15. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll wrap up this ball game here on a Friday night. Rawhide are victorious here to begin your weekend. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready to wrap up this ball game. Visalia with the win. They're now 11-13 here in 2024. Meanwhile, for the Stockton Ports, a.k.a. the Malmo O-Milkers on this Friday night, they dropped to 8-15. Malmo is now 4-2 this season on their World Tour, U.S. Tour, as they move around in the country, 121st team in minor league baseball. And with that, it's time to move around California, where an interesting ball game right now. Bottom of the eighth out in Modesto, the Rancho Quakes, they were up 11-2 entering the bottom of the seventh inning. However, Modesto scored seven runs over the last two frames and currently in the bottom of the eighth. Bases are loaded for Modesto with just one away. Modesto looking to capture their 18th win of the season. And if Rancho suffers a loss tonight, Visalia would finally move out of that 4.5 games behind first place. Meanwhile, in San Jose, it took extra innings. Lake Elsinore suffers a loss tonight. They're now on a 4-game losing streak. San Jose, 4-3 winners in 10 innings. And then lastly, out in Inland Empire, the 66ers, 3-2 winners against Fresno. And the Grizzlies just cannot figure it out against the Anaheim Angels affiliate. Lastly, we'll move over to the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Everett. The Aqua Sox 8-5 winners against the Hillsboro Hops. Meanwhile, out in AA, the Midland Rockhounds shut out the Sod Poodles in a ball game where the Rockhounds have 16 hits compared to the Sod Poodles 3. And then lastly, up in AAA, out in Nevada, Las Vegas 10, Reno 10. Both of those two teams combined for 20 hits through eight innings of baseball. Lastly, at the major league level, out at Chase Field, the San Diego Padres 7-1 winners over the Arizona Diamondbacks on this Friday night. That's all your scores around California and the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Tomorrow night, we'll have game five of the six-game series right here at 6:55 for pregame. 7:05 will be first pitch. And tomorrow night, starter Denny LaRondo, he'll get the start tomorrow night for the Visalia Rawhide. And meanwhile, for Stockton, it'll be Chen Duong, who will get the start for the Stockton Ports. So Visalia snaps the losing skid. They're back in the win column, one game winning streak. Meanwhile, Stockton snaps their four game winning streak, and they drop to 8-15. Winner for tonight's ball game, Roman Angelo, his second professional win, 2-1, 3.61 ERA. Corey Abbott suffers a loss, he's 2-2. Edgar Isea receives his first save of the season. Tonight's ball game, 2 hours and 51 minutes, in front of the largest crowd of the series, 2,717 fans pack in on Luau Night and Malmo Oat Milker Night. Tomorrow night, 7:05, it's game five of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and Visalia Rawhide. Until tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying, have a great night, and go Rawhide. And we have X as in X.